Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Four environmental groups have filed a lawsuit that challenges the proposed Willits Bypass project that was recently approved. One of the groups filing the lawsuit is the Environmental Protection Information Center, along with the Willits Environmental Center, the Sierra Club, and the Center for Biological Diversity in San Francisco. The groups claim that building a four-lane freeway in the designated area will be destructive to wetlands and wildlife and will adversely affect Chinook and coho salmon habitats. Caltrans received the final environmental report on the project in February, and in March, the State Transportation Commission awarded Caltrans $135 million to begin the first phase of construction. Opponents claim that Caltrans has ignored proposed smaller projects that would be less harmful to the environment. The Eureka Police Department has identified 31-year-old Todd Wayne Harris as the primary suspect in the robbery of the Coast Central Credit Union branch in the Bayshore Mall on April 12th. The robber handed a teller a note demanding money, and the teller complied. The suspect then fled the mall with an undisclosed amount of cash. A Eureka Police Department press release states they have developed probable cause showing Harris to be the suspect, and anyone with information as to Harris's whereabouts is asked to contact EPD. Police have also requested that friends and family of Harris should urge him to surrender on the warrant. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a McKinleyville residence yesterday afternoon after receiving information from the Utah State Police. Task Force officers searched the residence of 32-year-old Robert Jason Smith and found an indoor grow with more than 230 plants along with dried and processed marijuana. County officers received information about Smith from the Utah State Police, who had pulled Smith over and smelled the strong odor of marijuana. A search of his vehicle turned up $215,000 in cash, and Smith was arrested by Utah officers and jailed on money laundering charges. County Drug Task officers arrested 31-year-old Tara Fulgenzi at Smith's residence, and she was booked into jail on cultivation and possession charges. The Two Rivers Tribune in Hoopa reports that Hoopa Tribal Police, along with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Forest Service, have been coordinating efforts to combat methamphetamine, and those efforts have at least resulted in several arrests. Nine people have been arrested since February, and law enforcement has confiscated more than 5 ounces of methamphetamine and more than three pounds of marijuana during the crackdown. Just last week, Hoopa police arrested 33-year-old Daryl Hostler and 34-year-old Jana McCovey, and both were charged with possession for sales of both marijuana and meth. They were the latest arrests in the ongoing effort by law enforcement to combat the sale of controlled substances.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced today that the Open Door Clinic in Arcata has received a $484,000 grant. The funds will allow the clinic to expand its services and facilities and are part of a series of grants made available through the Affordable Care Act. The Arcata grant is just one of many, as grants nationally have led to hundreds of new construction and renovation projects at clinics, and it's also helped fund the opening of 67 new clinics since 2009. Thompson said in a statement that community health centers are a critical component to the accessibility of quality and affordable health care. Humboldt State graduation ceremonies have been scheduled for May 12th, come rain or shine. More than 2,200 graduates are expected to receive their diplomas in three ceremonies, beginning at 8:30 with Arts and Humanities, noon for the Natural Resources and Sciences, and at 3:30 for Professional Studies. Attendees are encouraged to arrive early for their respective ceremonies, and shuttle bus services will be available. Humboldt State alumni Brian Kelly will be the keynote speaker, and his topic will be Making a Difference. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.